Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Said I was the type that she wanted to take.
Please tell me you have a reason, Ken, on full rejoin Friday for playing Billy Ocean.
Wiggy likes that song.
I do like that song.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Come on, who doesn't like Caribbean Queen?
I mean,
here we go. Now you're a music snob.
I'm not a music snob.
Well, you gave, if people could just see the look you gave me I said, who doesn't like Caribbean Queen? You were like,
It's not one of my favorite songs.
But it's not, it's just like that song, you know?
Yeah.
It tells you that summertime's here.
We have precious hours left to pay tribute to one of the most legendary rock radio stations ever in the history of radio. And you're playing
That's a Wiggy's Choice Friday. Sorry.
Billy
you're
Ocean.
Right. You're right. I apologize.
I mean,
you didn't play that on AAF?
No.
28 years. You never spun that once.
Probably once as an ear moth, but not the full entire song. Hello, Pauly.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, Pauly?
I'm on.
Yeah, you're on. Yep.
Hey, well, good morning. Let me tell you, I missed you before we get into Tom Brady. I missed you the other day. I couldn't get on here. I tried to get on, but the boys, for some reason, said you're calling too often. I wanted to talk about that rock and roll stuff because I'll tell you, the Black Crowes were playing on Wednesday, and they did what a show. I was the first one in the door. I wanted to talk about that, and had no chance to.
Well,
what a night. Rock and roll will never die, Greg.
Let me tell you that. I hope not.
All right. So anyway, it was insane. What a night. First one through the door. Anyway, Tom Brady, all right?
Yeah.
Here's what I think is going on. Things are becoming even clearer and clearer to me on the situation. You know that he's either going to the Giants or he's going to stay here. And this is what I think is going on now. But mostly,
did you just say the Giants?
Yeah, I think he's either going to go to the Giants or here. You know that. We spoke on this before. Now, being more specifically, I think this is what's going on. I think he's going to be, Jimmy Garoppolo has prepared a nice place up in San Francisco, sent him for being a good soldier. I think Coach has done the same thing for him down in New York. He sent Judge down there, set him up there. That's what he would like to do if he moves to Connecticut. The other option for him, he was saying, listen, I set that up for you, Tom. Your other option is to be here on a one-year deal at the same amount of money, not a dime more, not a dime less. We'll give you $23 million guaranteed on a one-year deal if you move to Connecticut. On the other hand now, those are your two options down there. On the other hand, if you stay here, you stay put in Brookline, you recommit to the team, OTAs, and so on and so forth, we'll give you 2 years at $25 million.
Well,
that number is negotiable, Tom. Number is negotiable. He's got a better chance at seeing God. If he moves away from here, if he moves out of town, he's got a better chance of seeing God than getting a multi-year contract.
All right, Pauly, thank you. I'm done. But
I didn't get any of that.
I did. I speak Pauly.
You do?
You just got to listen.
Listen, Ken's lead this morning is that Belichick is speaking through Tannenbaum and saying that Brady.
Don't laugh.
that Tom Brady would like to be able to have Mondays off because he's going to play elsewhere. He wants Mondays and Tuesdays off.
He's going to need it if he's traveling remotely. You would admit that's a challenge.
He wants to work 4 days a week, mm-hmm. and that the organization would have to be okay with Tom Brady working 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. Wiggy, you know the man. Do you think that that's important to him?
No, I don't think Mondays is a big deal because a lot of the times you do, especially when you start to win midway through the season, you get Mondays off anyways. You know, so a lot of times the Patriots, they have a lot of Mondays off and, you know, Tuesday is your actual day off. I think for him, it's more about the off season and not having to show up. And the best place he can do that is here.
Even now, you think Bill would still say you're fine on OTAs and everything else?
Yes.
He would?
Because, come on, Wiggy.
Wherever
if you
goes,
told Belichick back in your days with Bill, but I'm taking the offseason off and I'm taking Mondays off.
Yeah.
You don't think he had a problem with that?
Well, if I was arguably the greatest tight end ever played the game,
I think
Bill wouldn't have a huge issue with it. Where Brady, I don't think he has an issue with that, but the thing you got to understand, wherever Brady goes, if the problem is he wants the offseason off, if he goes somewhere else, guess what? He ain't getting the off seasons off. He ain't not going to Vegas and saying, hey, I'll see you in training camp. New England is the only place he can do that.
He's not going to want the off season off if he's going to a new team. He's going to go there and he's going to be driven like he's never been driven before to win without Belichick.
Unless the family is sitting somewhere else and he's in Vegas.
We all love Tom Brady. Nobody loves him more than me. But can we stop with the family thing? It's like, it's kind of BS. I mean, you don't play half the year. You have 6 months off, basically.
Right.
I mean, you play once a week. You have to be there from, you know, August through February 1st. And then you're done until the next year.
Right, but see what you
it's
said.
It's not BS to Brady.
But
the family thing is not BS to him.
I think it's a convenient use of a sort of leverage point with the Patriots.
No, you said it. August till the end of the season. That's when players, ideally, most players of Brady's caliber, want to be with the team. He doesn't want to be there April, May,
June.
And half of June.
It's just a week or two in April. It's not the whole month.
But you're going to be there for April, May, because you got to go to the – and he's going to have to be there to instill the offense. So he's not going to be able to just go there for a week, put his game playbook in and say, all right, I'll see you in August. He's going to have to be there every day, putting in that playbook, learning a new playbook.
So it's not going to be a new playbook. It's going to be his playbook.
But who's going to teach the coaches?
Josh McDaniels.
What if he just does what everybody else does and works from home on Mondays?
No, but I don't
think telecommute. I'm going to telecommute.
But the thing Curtis is right about, it's not the season, it's the off season. So all of April, all of May, and halfway through June, he now has to be, if he goes to another team, he has to be there the majority of their time. And do you think Tom Brady is going to want to be in Vegas 2.5 months or 2 months because he has to now instill the game plan or the offense or learn Gruden's offense or whatever it is, he does not want to do that. We heard him say it on Tom versus Time.
But he'll do it in exchange for 4 day work weeks in season. Okay, I'll put in the work now, but then come season, I want the extra money.
What if they're paying him $100 million over 3 years with $65 million guaranteed? I bet he's willing to do it.
But the Patriots are going to give him – we all agree that wouldn't the Patriots be close to 2 years and $54 million?
What? I don't know. I don't know that we all agree that they're going to offer him even 2 years. I really don't.
I think they're going to offer him 2 years and around $54 million in guarantee.
They haven't been willing to do that recently.
Right.
So they're going to give him $5 more million than he was asking last year after having a much worse season than the year before when he won the Super Bowl.
Well, because you know who's your best bridge quarterback. We've had this discussion before.
I believe Belichick has a value
had it
for
before.
Players.
Yep, we've had it
who's
before.
Who's the best bridge quarterback?
Best bridge quarterback is Bridgewater.
No, no, because you're gonna have to give Bridgewater $70 million over 5 years. Do you want to guarantee him $70 million?
Well, I mean, what if the demand is 4 days, 5 days a week, no OTAs, and Bill thinks I can, you know, to take whoever you want. Andy Dalton, 6 days a week is going to be close to Tom Brady if I get him 4 days a week and nothing in the off season.
D- Do you really think 6 days a week?
I don't know, because I don't know how Bill thinks. I don't know. You always say, do you really think? I don't know.
We actually know how Bill thinks, though, because last offseason, Tom Brady requested 2 years and $50 million after winning a Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and they said no.
And I think he made a mistake.
A much worse year last year, and he's not going to give him 2 years and $54 million when he's a year older.
And I think Bill realized he made a mistake by not giving him.
Bill strikes me as a guy that really owns up to mistakes and gives in.
When has he ever realized that he made a mistake?
Well, when you're sitting here now and you're looking at your franchise and you're going to have your franchise quarterback potentially walk out the door.
I don't think he cares.
That's naive to say, Greg.
It's not naive. Wiggy.
You don't think that the greatest coach of all time doesn't care that he has no quarterback?
He has a quarterback. He has something in mind that he. You don't think he has a secondary plan in place?
I think his plan is like,
the guy's the greatest.
That's Glenn's plan.
The greatest person to ever coach in the NFL.
So now he's the greatest coach to coach in the NFL.
Yes, and he is.
Okay, so then to say that you would let the best option for your team to win walk out the door, does that lead to you being a great coach?
He may not think it's the best option.
Were the Patriots better when he cut Lawyer Malloy? Were they better when they traded Logan Mankins?
You're
going to
compare Lawyer Malloy?
Well, I'm talking about examples of things that didn't make the team better.
He got Rodney Harrison when they cut Lawyer Malloy, so he had a contingency plan.
Were they better when they benched Malcolm Butler?
No, they weren't better when they benched Malcolm Butler for that Super Bowl. That was a mistake Belichick made. He's
owned up to it since. He's really addressed that.
We know he hasn't owned up to it, but you don't think.
But you just said he owns up to it.
But but you don't think privately he probably says to himself, man, I should have played Butler?
I have no idea.
What are you on the radio for if you don't have an opinion about what maybe they're thinking?
Of Belichick's private moments, I think he sits down and writes like letters to himself about how he screwed up with Butler. No, I don't.
Give your opinion. You don't think Bill says to himself, hey, man, I made a mistake on that one?
I think he's on to next season.
I can live with you giving me an opinion.
But you poo-poo my opinion because I didn't play.
No, it has nothing to do with you playing.
When I say that Tom Brady has to worry about the next 2 years.
Yes.
Bill Belichick has to worry about the next 5 to 10 years. Let's say five years.
You might be stretching it a little bit, 10 years. But okay. I agree with you, 5 years.
Okay. He has to worry. He's got to worry about the future, not worry about the next season or next.
Okay. So if that's.
He's not going to have Tom Brady for 5 years.
If that's your concern.
And he doesn't want Tom Brady for 5 years.
But if that's if you feel that way, then what Bill should be doing in the offseason is A, handing the keys to Stidham, or B, he should be signing a quarterback like a Teddy Bridgewater for a 5-year deal.
Maybe that's what he's doing because they haven't spoken at all.
Okay. And here's what I'm telling you. If he does that, that is the wrong decision. That is a bad choice that he's making. That's not what's best for the team. What's best for the team would be re-signing Brady for 2 years and then plan on who your guy would be in year 3, 4, and 5 and give yourself time to find that guy to pass the torch to.
This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm on hold. I want to talk to Terrence about what he said, how Brady giving him $5 million more this year based upon his performance. I wanted to address that on the air.
Go ahead, yeah.
Oh, Curtis, you bring up a good point. And when you're negotiating, you have to base fact and value. However, Curtis, I got to ask you this. With Newhouse on the left, they called him a turnstile, a shifting, adjusting offense, losing players. And then you add in the drop season. Can you think of a season where he overcame more insurmountable odds, and yet he had one bad game where he's probably injured? But the other thing is he was slipping and sliding in the pocket like I've never seen. And remember, in the first spring game, he threw like 60 miles an hour, 1 mile an hour less than the fastest of all time. I would think you'd give him the money based upon the 6 rings and what he's brought to us and his potential to bring us there again.
So you think last season was one of Tom Brady's best seasons?
He had one bad game?
No, Curtis, it was one of his worst seasons. However, it was like being like a snowball in hell. He had a bad left tackle. He kept losing his offensive weapons because of the idiots can't keep themselves sober. And then towards the end of the year, Edelman and even Sanu kept dropping the ball.
So what around him is going to improve this year, Paul?
Well, Curtis, you of all people should know, we need a stable and solid receiving core. We need a left tackle. We need a push in the front line because Sony Michel isn't phony. He can't run through people. He needs a little push getting there.
And how are they going to surround him with all that if they give him what Wiggy expects, 2 years and $54 million?
But it's easy to manipulate the cap. It's easy for them to restructure guys' deals and get money. Look, don't buy into, oh, well, if they give Brady money, they're not going to be able
to. Well, it's not one or two things they need, Wiggy. They need to redo the entire offense,
They need a wide receiver. They need a tight end.
They're going to lose Tooney.
And they're going to lose Tooney, so you can find
a left tackle.
Right, you can
a guard.
You can find a left tackle.
You can find a left tackle.
Yeah, you can find the same way they found Trent Brown.
The same way they found Newhouse last year. I mean, who are they going to find next year?
Well, hopefully Isaiah Wynn, depending on what you want to do here. But I think that's like you're missing the bigger point. They'll be able to find guys, whether Brady's here or Stidham's here. You're going to be able to put pieces in place. The issue becomes when you look at this, and Curtis doesn't think that Brady's any good no more. Because he said, if you put him around weapons, he doesn't have that MVP caliber in him no more.
So, I don't think he's going to win the MVP at the age of 43, correct.
But if you put weapons around him, is Brady still good enough to win you a Super Bowl?
Oh, of course.
Okay, then that's what you should be looking at.
You know how bad this has gotten? I wake up on Saturdays and Sundays, and I think to myself, how much am I going to have to talk about Tom Brady's future today? And it's the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
only thing that should matter in your life.
That's the new definition of Sunday scaries for you.
Well, that's all that should matter. Is there anything else going on in your life other than Brady?
On. No, that's it. Hello, Derek. Derek.
Yeah.
What's up? All right.
What happened, Hildog? I
don't think that was actually Derek the Steelers fan. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. I don't have any idea. We got to get to what is trending.
Monday night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Moxie Soda, distinctively different. Well, Jeff Darlington was sounding the Brady alarm yesterday. This was on Golic and Wingo, Wiggy. Maybe you don't believe he's tied in, but he says more probable than not, he is a goner.
The reaction oftentimes when I talk about Tom Brady leaving New England, he's not leaving New England because people can't wrap their head around the idea of him. It's time to wrap our heads around the idea of Tom Brady leaving New England because it is a very real possibility.
I've been
here
saying that for a while.
Yeah, roll with it.
I mean, people need to understand. Like,
it's
he's
more
never leaving. I think you're not on the right train.
It's more likely than not that Tom Brady leaves the Patriots.
Yeah. There you go.
It's very real. We all believe that there's a chance that Brady might go somewhere because he's a free agent. Who doesn't think that he might leave? I think everybody believes that Brady could leave.
You don't?
No, I said there's a chance he can leave. I just don't think he's leaving. There's a difference.
But there's a chance.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, we all agree, right, that there's a chance he could leave.
It's always a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, basically Jeff Darlington is stating the obvious. Thanks, Captain.
But I will give this a possibility. I mean, if Darlington's tied into Brady, it's possible Brady wants him to be sounding the alarm to drum up the interest from the Patriots and force their hand. I mean, so that could be happening.
Yes.
I'll admit that. Northeastern and the Red Sox today at 1:05. Daniel McGrath on the mound for your Bo Sox, Hillman.
We should be talking that then. You want to talk Daniel McGrath?
That is exciting. But you've got Ordway on the mic tomorrow. That's the biggie, of course. 93.7 on the flagship, on the call for the 1 o'clock broadcast. The spring training opener. The lid lifter.
What if they go extra innings? I hope those guys are prepared.
Oh, that would be great.
What if there's a rain delay? What would happen?
Aren't you all rooting for that? Well, we had several people speaking out yesterday, but of course, David Ortiz, the ambassador for the Red Sox, held court with the media this just 8 months after he was shot in the Dominican. He called the Mookie trade a win-win. He was defending the Red Sox' ability to win without him, and he says because
they won without me. So I'm not saying that Mookie is not a big piece of what we are here, but, you know, once that happened, you got to move on. You know, I was part of this ball club in 2016, 2018. We won. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't playing.
What is his official position? Is he a spokesperson?
Advisor.
Ambassador.
He's the ambassador?
That's it.
That's
he's
what you
BS
are.
BS artist in chief.
Based on what you say all day about Patriots and Brady, you're also an ambassador. You're a paid ambassador. Well,
not if Brady's not there next year. If Brady's not there next year, we got issues.
Are you done with him?
I don't know if I'm done, but we got issues.
Ooh. Yeah,
we're gonna have to sit down and talk about my fandom to it with the team.
Threats now from Wiggy. Celtics at Minnesota tonight at 8:00. Bruins at Calgary at 9:00. And Wilder Fury Part 2. Hillman, are you going to be taking in Wilder Fury? Big prize fight. It's the last boxing match you watched.
I'm not a big boxing fan.
This will be a good one. It's a heavyweight. Wilder's a haymaker. He throws haymakers from all over the place.
A better question was, when was the last legitimate boxing match that happened here in the United States of America? I much prefer UFC to boxing.
Oh, Mayweather and what's his name?
He's saying not McGregor.
No.
McGregor. The biggest
Peter
story.
McNeely, was it Tyson McNeely?
I would say Mayweather Pacquiao.
Right.
The biggest story right now, though, Greg, in Vegas, is the biggest odd couple in the history of odd couples. Currently meandering around the strip is Mutt and Stanley Stiz Grimy.
It's so weird.
Well, Stiz was going to go out there on behalf of WAAF, and then they got the news that they were shutting that down.
So he's boycotting it on behalf of the Christian station.
Is he producing Mutt's
at night
show?
Yes.
All right.
Good Lord.
Good for Stiz.
What a dream team that is. It's the Greg E. Hill Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
She was a fast machine. She kept the motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had a sightless eye. Knocking me out with those American thighs.
better, Kent. Pour one out. Pour one out for the greatest rock station ever in the history of rock radio.
That's AC/DC, right?
That's AC/DC. Wiggy.
Bravo, buddy.
Right. Yeah, that is it. And that today is the final day for the old station, WAAF. 50 years.
Wow.
Same format.
Amazing.
One market. Never wavered.
No.
Rock and roll was never dead to the amazingly passionate people who worked at that radio station over 50 years. And tonight at midnight, they're going to shut it down, Wiggy.
Man.
Shut it down.
That's crazy.
Have you ever listened to the Christian contemporary
No.
The format? K-Love?
The K-Love format?
No.
You know, there's no commercials. It's all very religious people who support it through their donations.
Yeah, like, listener-funded.
It's kind of like the Joel Osteen thing.
Yes. Please stop putting an L in his last name.
How do you say his name?
Osteen.
Osteen?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
kind of
like...
It's going to be missed, though.
Is he the guy that didn't open his church during the hurricane?
Yes, he is.
That's him. Yeah, that was him.
That'd be the man right there. But it is going to be missed. Like, you know, and for people out there, listeners, you kind of look at it and go, man, that sucks. Mm-hmm. Like myself, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a huge hip-hop fan, and there's no hip-hop station out here in Boston. That's a real hip-hop for, you know, community.
We have like two hip-hop stations.
Nah, those ain't.
Not that kind of hip-hop.
Dale Keith is hip-hop.
No, for the community. Mm-hmm. For like really like,
as
you
opposed
know,
to the corporation.
Like, yeah, for the voices, right. You know.
By the way, Curtis, mm-hmm. Rich is the hop. Dale is the hip.
Amen. I mean,
he's getting up there.
That was good. That was good.
But that's okay. So am I.
But
hold on a second.
Rich
here's here
Icky
is
Baluki in here.
here's Scott. Hello, Scott.
What's up? Tough segue. That was a nice pass for your intro there. But no, just a couple quick thoughts. But,
okay.
Good morning, yes. Everybody.
Good morning, Scott from Weymouth.
By the way, Greg, am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air. Yeah.
Greg, are you on AAF tonight?
Yes.
I still don't know. After calling it for 3 years, I still can't tell sometimes.
I will.
You're on tonight. What time?
Four to six or something like that, I think is when I'll stroll up there. So, yes.
All right. I'll use my tagline real quick. In and out in 40 seconds.
Yep.
Ken, I got something for you quick.
All right.
That intro to the news before Danielle does the news, that song, Tones of Home by Blind Melon.
Great song.
That song is so sick, dude. That is the most underrated tune. You should use that as a rejoin so people can hear more of it. What a song that is.
Okay.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
Yes.
All right, a quick AF memory, then my plans for Christian radio tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Quick memory. I remember going to a show at the Middle East in Cambridge, Greg. It must have been 96. It was an AAF-sponsored show.
Yes.
Opie and Anthony emceed it.
Yes.
There was a band. Let's see if you remember this band. Oh, you guys were the only station to play it at AF. Remember Another Society?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
They had that song, Last Step.
Yes.
Sick song, another great rejoin if you'd like, Ken.
Yes.
No, I won't charge you.
Yes.
They lost out to Corrosion of Conformity. They opened for Metallica on their load tour. They should have been so much bigger than they were.
Yes.
But yeah, that DJ lineup back then, You in the Morning,
yeah.
Then John Osterlund. You
yes.
should have him on today, 4 to 6. Opie and Anthony, you know the show. Then Rocco.
Yes.
And here's my plans for tomorrow morning. I'm going to call the Christian channel.
Yeah.
So are they going to have people in studio, or are they just going to play music through a feed?
No, I think it's like a nationally broadcast thing, but you can call in.
God's always in studio, so you can talk to God at any time.
Yes. All right. What I was going to do is call in. They won't know that it's a new channel that's national, but I was going to call in and act like I didn't know it was a new station and request AC/DC Highway to Hell. I thought that'd be kind of funny.
Yeah, because they won't have a different phone number or anything, Scott. That would have flown really well.
Is there actually a song called Highway to Hell?
Yeah, of course there is. Yeah. I thought you liked AC/DC.
I mean, I've heard some of the songs, but I don't know if I've ever heard that one.
You have.
This is
pretty popular.
This is John from Manchester. What's up, John?
Hey, Hilldog.
What's up?
Long time listener, my friend. I've been on the rock bus with Opie and Anthony and those dummies. I was one of Mistress Carrie's first slaves.
Yes.
I mean, I grew up with you guys. You know, like, I absolutely love you guys. I've been to so many events. And just to tie this into the GOAT situation, I mean, nobody thought Hill Dog would change teams. So
that's right.
I don't know what that says about potentially Mr. Brady moving to another team, and
some people look
what
at,
might happen.
Some
you know?
People, some people look at change at a certain age like it's an exciting thing. Maybe Tom wants to challenge himself.
Totally.
You know, you think that's possible?
And, you know, people, we were talking about the offseason. Some people have reported that was out of spite that he skipped the offseason. He might be reinvigorated to go to a team he wants to work in the offseason. That was always his MO. That was a negotiating ploy.
Yeah. Here is Derek, the Steelers fan. Yes, Derek.
Well, if that didn't sum up, you know, Scott, with that call, okay, please, bud.
Yes. Yes.
You go to the Christian channel, see if you come out better on the other side. So, you know, first of all, I the best part of the whole Brady thing is just to expose this fan base to the cockroaches that they are. Is you got one side who's, you know, Brady's washed up, he's a bum, he couldn't do it without Bill. And then the other side the other way. They're just eating themselves like cockroaches. Uh-huh. You know, the alleged, you know, smartest fan base in the country. Meanwhile, okay, out of the 100 years the NFL's been around, this fan base has only been around for 20 of it. So please with you people. Now, he's going nowhere. I've been consistent with this. He's going absolutely nowhere. Now, I was wrong. I thought he would retire, but he's going nowhere. And here's how it's going to play out. He's going to use this buffoon Davis for his whatever number, and I'll leave the numbers to Wiggy. You know, he seems to know all that stuff a whole lot better than I could ever. That said, he's going to come back here for just under that so he can blow his ego up even more. See, he'll die. It's not about the money for Tommy. He took less money to stay. He's a warrior. And then the first time he's on your show, he's going to blame the media, you, me, and everybody else for all the speculation that's been going on. Meanwhile, he's been the one feeding it like a fiend. So it's all playing out very nice.
You have such a negative opinion of the guy. I don't think he's not
okay.
Into, he's
not, just be you.
He's not that, into that, the.
That's the thing I've always not respected about him. He's a spinmeister. He wants the public to believe one thing, and be able to live by a whole set of different things, and he's all about his image. Now, just call it for what it is.
Well,
how is that different than any other superstar in any other walk of life?
Yeah, I mean, we never got to the Ronaldo story, but we got to get to the Ronaldo story about his girlfriend. Let me give the Aruba code word first, if that's okay.
And Greg, it's fiance.
Oh, they're fiance. Oh, yeah. Well, then if they're going to be betrothed, mm-hmm. then it's probably okay. Sure. What he's
see
doing.
The rock he gave her.
But listen, we are giving away an all-inclusive 5-night, 6-day trip for two to Aruba. You're going to stay at DV Village Golf and Beach Resort, and you'll enjoy 4 on-site restaurants, all located poolside and along the golf course with stunning views. So to try to win the trip, go to weei.com/Aruba. That's weei.com/Aruba. And enter the code word Grand Slam, and you'll have the chance to win the trip. That code word is Grand Slam. Your next chance to win is at 12:30 with Dale and Keefe, and then you get another chance this afternoon with OMF at 4:30.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Echoes of reggae coming through my bedroom wall. Had a party up next door, but I'm sitting here all alone. Two lovers in the bedroom, and the other starting to shine. Oh, God, it's this blank stare. Hey, candle cloud.
I was trying to listen to it because I want to see, like, what's the infatuation of, like, rock, you know, some of this music.
What an insult to people.
No,
who
I'm
love,
just saying this music.
Rock music. What do you
I'm
mean,
not
what,
saying
what
I was just kind of listening to it, similar to a way that, like, a lot of people are probably listening to hip hop. And in one line, he was like,
wait a minute.
Yeah, I know, because Migos is really easy to understand.
I know. I mean, this is right here.
Who is this?
This is Rich. That song is called Ruby Soho. Who's that artist?
Rancid.
Yeah, Rancid.
They're going on tour with the Dropkicks in May, Wiggy. Maybe we could go to a show.
Yeah. Maybe you should take Wiggy with
I'll call
you.
Kenny.
When I say, like, you know, certain hip hop artists, and you'll look at me like I have six heads. Now I understand.
Well, it's a dramatic song. It's about a breakup.
I'm just saying. I never, like, you know, it's just the different music that we like.
Yeah, Wiggy prefers Lil Poopy.
Well, no, but
not
you
Lil
can...
Poopy. Lil Poopy's from Brockton, man. Mm-hmm. Be careful of what you say.
Lil Poopy.
Yeah, you don't want to drive.
Now he's big poop. Now he's medium poopy.
Yeah, he's medium.
You're talking about a radio station that played music. The same genre of music for 50 years.
No, I know that.
I mean, maybe hip-hop will be popular for 50 years. We don't know yet. But, I mean, to denigrate those who
I'm not
who,
denigrating.
Who
I'm just saying it's different. Who said I denigrate? I just
absolute affront to
who said
society.
You said that. I just said it was different, you know.
It's a 50. That radio station has a 50-year history. It survived a... That radio station survived a pipe bomb attack in the midst of a Beatles weekend in 1971. I don't know if you know. You think things are bad on the text line? there were some people who wanted to end non-parole of prisoners or whatever. Mm-hmm. They were in the middle of a Beatles weekend, all Beatles all day long, and they had a pipe bomb attack over there.
God.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike. Mike! Curtis, what's up with these people who are hanging on for hours and then disappear?
Am I on the air?
It's been an am I on the air day today.
Noise gone? Like, what?
I don't know.
We want to talk rock and roll, like, too.
Yeah, when we say hello, it means you're on.
Hello?
Hello, Jack.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
What's up, Jack?
Nothing much. I'm kind of offended here yesterday by what David said, and he called the whistleblower a snitch.
David Ortiz, yes.
I'm a whistleblower, and I blew the whistle on a terrible situation. And I work in healthcare, and it just seems like it's plausible deniability that everybody's not admitting that they knew everything was going on. But you're as guilty as the person that was doing it if you don't say something.
Well, you said something in the middle of it that, like, as it was going on, you said something.
Oh, I reported it. I went to Centers for Medicare Services. I went to the Department of Public Health. It's pretty sad that a 7-year-old kid died in a hospital and that the hospital didn't report it.
Okay. Yes. So you're bothered you're bothered by Ortiz. We covered this a lot earlier, but I'm fine with going back to it. You're bothered by what Ortiz said yesterday, because rather than praise the individual who brought this to light,
exactly,
you are referring to that individual as a snitch. Now, Wiggy would not agree with you. Wiggy would not agree.
Well, he said he spoke on it right at the time that everything was happening.
Yes.
Now, you know, ultimately, what he was blowing the whistle on was completely different. You know, somebody, you know, kid
somebody
lost their
died,
yeah,
right?
lost their yes. lives. But yes. what we're talking about here is when you blow the whistle on something that you were benefiting from, or you ultimately benefited from, where he got the ring, he got the money, but you wait until after the fact to blow the whistle. That's where I think Ortiz has the problem with, as well as myself.
I'm mad at this guy, the pitcher that came out talking about it, and let me tell you why. Oh, after you make your money, after you get your ring, you decide to talk about it? Why don't you talk about it during the season when it was going on? Why you didn't say, I don't want to be no part of? Oh, now. So you look like a snitch. You know what I mean? Why you got to talk about it after? Why don't you, that's my problem, you know. Why nobody say anything while it was going on?
Mr. I Want to Have the Facts was wanting us to believe it was mistaken identity as to why he was shot in the Dominican.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think we have all the facts of that case?
Well, we're working on it.
Oh, we're working on it.
Ed Davis is...
Because he could have said that right in the moment and said exactly what happened, but for some reason he chose not to.
Mistaken identity. Shot in the back.
Yeah. But okay.
It was a case of mistaken identity. Right. I mean, the most famous baseball player in the history of baseball was mistaken for somebody else in his home country.
Right. He bought a white Lexus for someone that was just mistaken.
clear that that's what happened.
Well,
but
sometimes
Ed,
happens.
Ed Davis is getting to the bottom of it, and he'll have an answer for us.
But if so many people knew about it, then why didn't somebody say something about it when it was going on?
Well, if you were on a team that was cheating and you knew about it.
And it bothered me.
No. If you were on a team that was cheating.
Right.
And you knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say something?
No, I wouldn't say something.
Why?
I wouldn't say something during or after.
Why?
That's just me. That's the way I'm wired differently. And that's the way I am. So, Mike Fiers is wired differently. So if it bothered him, why didn't he say something? Or if, let's say, Aaron Judge or some of these other people, if they knew about it, why didn't they say something when it was going on? Like, hey, you got a platform. If Mike Trout says something, I think people would listen. If he goes, you know what, I think the Astros are cheating, and because of X, Y, and Z, you don't think Major League Baseball or reporters would then look into what was going on?
It's never too late to do the right thing, Wiggy. Have you ever heard that?
No, I heard that, but that's a cop-out that people use.
It's not a cop-out. It's reality.
No, it isn't. It's after the fact. If you know something's an issue.
So he should have never said a word of this.
No. If you know something's an issue and something's bothering you that much, then you say
maybe it didn't bother him at the time, but in hindsight, it should have, and that's why he said something.
Well, then if it didn't bother you at the time, then how all of a sudden it bothers you down the road? That's why I think people use that as a crutch.
Now, our friend Buster Olney was just on ESPN, and he said he talked to Ortiz, and he gets the sense this is all driven from the Cora situation. In other words, Cora is a good friend of his, and he feels bad that Cora got railroaded, and he blames Fiers. So that's why he's going after him. It's a personal connection to Alex.
How about holding the guy accountable for cheating?
Well, what about Pedro Martinez said it? I mean,
yeah, Pedro said it too.
But this is the culture of baseball that's wrong. This is why none of this gets brought to light, because whenever somebody does the right thing and says there's a cheating going on, the biggest stars in the game tell him to shut up. They don't rip the team for blatantly cheating to win a World Series.
Same with Trump. He wants the whistleblower named.
the so-called whistleblower.
Wiggy, a texter wants to know if there are as many unwritten rules in football as there are in baseball.
I don't think so, because the difference is in baseball, you could actually benefit from the real time knowing what pitch is coming. In football, unless you were able to tap in to, let's say, the microphone of the middle linebacker or the quarterback to know exactly in real time what player's being called, it would be, that'd be, you know, but that's damn near impossible. You'd have to somehow be able to tap in and then relay it to your defense.
What if you were aware that the Patriots were purposely preventing communication from happening on the opposing team at Gillette?
I wouldn't say nothing.
You wouldn't say anything?
Nope. Because if it's, you know.
You were listening to the Patriots radio broadcast.
Yeah. I mean, but that's just me, though. Maybe somebody else on the team might say something.
Yeah. Would you think they were a snitch?
If we won a championship and you didn't say it right in the moment and you waited till after the fact, I'd be looking at you sideways.
So you look like a snitch.
All right.
This is Steve. What's up, Steve?
How are you? I wanted to talk about people ratting out in baseball and also about the Brady report in ESPN that he's more than likely to leave the team.
Yes. What baseball? Go ahead.
What is it, sir?
Speak about baseball. What do you got?
All right. Actually, Frank Thomas tried this result during the home run chase in 98. About he didn't understand how all these guys hitting all these home runs. He works out this, that, the other thing, and he can't get it done. He only had 40-something in his career. He didn't buy it, and he was roundly criticized as being a crybaby when he came out. I'm not saying it was the other teams, but it was more than likely the media. So, you know, have people saying something about an item is not generally, you know, sometimes there's a risk to that. About Brady and this report in ESPN, I hope it's true, by the way. We have to resolve this issue here on talk radio. The first thing that's going to be resolved is the money that Brady's going to be hearing about, whether he takes these contracts or not. We've had talking heads throughout this media saying, wow, the Patriots can't afford it. They won't go over 20 because, you know, they got the other $6 million, and what do they want to pay him for? And all this complete, utter nonsense. He's going to get eye-popping offers. He may not take them, and that'll be the first brick in to fall on the talking heads being wrong. And then if he goes to another team, it's going to be like this WAAF going off at 12 midnight.
Yes.
When Brady walks out the door, the Brady era is going to end just like that, and it'll sound like Christian music next year when the Patriots show up without Tom Brady. Here's your alliteration. Only I can do. Right. Have okay. a good day.
All right, thank
we'll
you.
We'll be all on our hands and knees praying to thank the gods yeah. for wins.
I don't right. think that was alliteration.
Go with it. He was proud of it.
Channel
just
7.
Go with it.
He's awful.
All right. 617-779-7937 is the number to call. Or if you would prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 37937. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.